From Press Communications, LLC, this is Jersey Shore Matters with Diane De Oliveira.
We've all experienced the pain of losing someone, and the grieving process for everyone is different, but you don't have to suffer alone. Hi, I'm Diane De Oliveira, and joining me this morning is Sheila Martello, founder and director of Steffi's Place, a nonprofit support and resource center for grief and loss in Red Bank that offers free one-on-one, group, and peer counseling support. Sheila, thank you so much for being a guest.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
The emotions we experience from losing someone, no matter how much time has passed, can return in an instant. And this is a difficult time for so many people. We're in the midst of a COVID-19 pandemic, and we have the 20-year anniversary of 9/11 approaching. Sheila, you lost your husband, Jim, in the tragic events of September 11th. And you've been able to channel that grief into something so positive to help others. Can you share the journey of what led you to starting Steffi's Place and how you found that strength to move forward and raise two boys in the process?
Yeah, of course. Well, it started, obviously, on September 11th, 2001. Actually, it started a little bit earlier, 10 days prior. I had just moved to Rumson, New Jersey. So we had bought our dream house, and 10 days later, my husband went to work and was killed. I was left with a huge house, a new area, and two little boys. They were 5 and 7 at the time. James was 7 and Thomas was 5. And, you know, I can pretty much say I was not the person I am today. At that time, I was really scared. I was really sad, and I was really insecure, and I didn't know where my footing was. So what do? You find support from others, which in the beginning, I didn't even know I needed. There was a support group that was started at Holy Cross Church in Rumson, and there were two facilitators, a woman by the name of Marion Fitzgerald, who has recently passed, and a priest at the time. His name was Father Kevin Keelan. And Father Kevin had knocked on my door, knowing that I was new to the area and probably didn't know about the support group. And he knocked on my door, and he explained that there was a support group, and I basically, as nicely as I could, said, yeah, thanks, Father, but that's not for me. Close the door. And 2 weeks later, I knocked on the door again, and he basically said, I'm going to walk you over to Holy Cross. You need to just try it. Just try it. So I did. And I was scared. You go into a room, and there were probably 25 other people that had all lost loved ones on September 11th. It seemed like everybody knew each other, but it was just kind of my imagination because I had really known no one except for the few people that I had met. You know, at school, my kids had gone to Holy Cross, but that was only their first week there. And that was a Tuesday at 9:30. And every week for 3 years, that's where I was.
Wow.
Tuesday at 9:30. And Tuesday, that group got me to Friday. And knowing that I just had to get through the weekend and then Tuesday would be there again, got me to the next Tuesday. And for 3 years, that was my program. And that was where I found support. I found strength to be with other people that got it, because as much as I loved and found support through family and friends, they didn't get it. I didn't want them to get it, but they didn't get it, and these people did. So that lasted for about 3 years, and then, you know, there were a lot of us. So certain ones kind of formed little other groups, and myself and three other women kind of were, you know, became close, and we would meet for lunch like once a month for the next however many years, next 11 years maybe. And my kids started to get older. Obviously, they were going off to college, and I was trying to find a new purpose. So I didn't know what I needed. I had grown a lot. I had learned a lot. I actually had been married and divorced and had another child, Nicholas, who is such a blessing. You know, I needed to kind of figure out things. So I gave it up to God like I always do. And for some reason, I started to think about a dream I had had 6 months after Jimmy died. And it was more like a visitation to me. And in that dream, he said to me, Sheila, listen to me. If God had offered me a one-way ticket to heaven in August of 2001, I would have said no. But if God had come to me now in January of 2002 and offered me a one-way ticket home, I'd have to say no, because I am home.
Wow.
And I will wait for you. But until then, you take care of yourself and the boys and live. So I kept thinking about that dream. And then just, there's no coincidence, we say, but I met a woman named Stephanie Kamenoff Hardman. That was Steffi. And she was dying of cancer. And she had three children and three sisters, a dad. And she, every time I saw her, when I left, she would say, remember, I'm going to be okay. I'm going home. But it's the people I'm leaving behind. So driving home from her house, that last, actually the last day I saw her before she died, I started thinking about it. I'm like, oh my gosh, like that's the dream. And how did I get here? Like, how did I become who I am now? And I remembered it was my support group. So basically that was it. We were having a luncheon, kind of a support group reunion the next week. And I went to that reunion and I explained to everybody what I wanted to do. And those three women that, you know, had been my kind of second support, where we kind of broke off into our own little group, they said, yeah, we'll help you. And one of the other women owned the building that we're in now. Her name's Elaine Chevalier. She lost her son, Sweet. She owns this building. And we decided that we were going to do it. So I named it after Steffi. I opened a center that provides support groups for people who have lost loved ones. To say it, it seems like, of course I did.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that was what I was supposed to do from the beginning. But it took 14 years to figure it out. And that's part of the process, right? You know, there are plenty of things that happen in our lives that we don't get to choose. The things we do get to choose are meaningful and purposeful, and this was one of them. So as soon as I realized that my support group was what had gotten me through, I knew I needed to open a place that would provide that for others.
Yeah, such an amazing journey. I just want to remind our listeners that if you are just tuning in, this is Jersey Shore Matters. I'm your host, Diane D'Oliveira, and I'm speaking with Sheila Martello, founder and director of Steffi's Place, which is a nonprofit that helps people who are grieving loved ones that they've lost. It's in Red Bank. And Sheila, just what an incredible story. You really kind of have come full circle by opening Steffi's Place, and it's 6 years now, right? It was 2015, I guess you opened it, correct?
Yes, yes. We opened in September of 2015, so it is 6 years, and we started with one group. The goal was to be able to help one person. You know, we all thought, like, we were helped. So if we could help one person out there, we didn't know it was out there. And I realized there was nothing out there.
How much has Steffi's Place grown and changed over the last 6 years? Your goal was to help one person. I can't imagine how many people you have touched now and how many more you will.
Yeah, well, we started with one group with mixed losses. So it was one group with anybody that lost a child or lost a spouse. And then soon we started to grow. Now we have groups for separate loss. So a loss of spouse group, separate from a loss of child group, separate from a loss of sibling or loss of parent. And we also have groups for loss to suicide, loss to addiction. So we grew really quickly. And over the time, we've had as much as 50 groups. During COVID, we had a close, obviously. So we went virtual. So we started new groups virtually, just as if we were here, but they're just on Zoom.
Sure.
And on September 14th, we're going to reopen, and our groups will be able to be both virtual and in person for those people that live farther away or just don't want to come to the group or can't come to the group. We've set up all the rooms to be able to do that both. So I would say weekly we support over 500 people.
That is so amazing. Weekly.
Weekly. And all our services are free.
You know, I think that's so incredible. And having the different groups is also so important, because I think, you know, although we can all share in the loss of a loved one, when you break it down, you know, someone, if you lose a child, which I can't imagine, but you'd be able to relate to someone, or they would understand what you're going through. As you mentioned earlier in the show, as much as, you know, your family members try to understand, you didn't want them to get it, that, you know, you could better relate to someone who went through exactly what you went through.
Absolutely. And we found over time, and we look back on our own lives, and we realized that, you know, it's the connectedness. Grief is the pain that you feel when you lose someone, and that's because you love them, right? So love is what causes the pain, but love is also what eases the pain. And that grief is your own, and it's unique. However, mourning is a shared experience. Mourning, you need to be connected with people. And Steffi's Place provides that connection, that so important connection that you need to be able to heal and feel it and be in a safe place where you can express your feelings and not be judged.
Yeah. And what do you tell to somebody that you know has lost someone? You know, when the priest came knocking at your door, you were like, nope, that's not for me. A lot of people are like that. I have a friend, a close friend, who just lost someone. And I knew there was something wrong with her, but she's such a private person. She didn't even say. I had to pull it out of her. Like, what's going on with you? I found out she lost someone very close to her, and she hadn't talked about it at all. So how do you get somebody who's afraid to open up and share that to come to these meetings the way you did, and then to get to the point where you're at?
Well, I think the first thing is to, we say, like, there's nothing wrong with the people. It's what happened to them, right? Like, we look at people and we think there's something wrong with them. But if the question comes instead to what happened to you, people are more likely to give you the information, right? Like, oh my gosh, what happened to me is I lost my best friend, or I lost my husband, or whatever. And then a lot of people, like you said, don't want to go to a group. That's the last thing. They look at groups and they think they're, you know, on TV where they're in some church basement with some folding chairs.
Yeah.
Our groups aren't like that. They're like living rooms. And we call it chase. Like, we don't chase. We don't go to people. We are not the Father Kevin that knocks on the door. We can't.
Right.
We allow people to come to us. So we put the information out, you know, word of mouth. People that have come here go out and explain to their friends that then lose a husband or lose a child or whatever the loss is. And they explain, oh my gosh, I went to this place and it was, you know, wonderful. And there were other people that understood, and just try it. We tell people, just give it 3 times. If you don't come back, that's fine. Because group isn't for everyone.
Yeah. I'm wondering, did you have a better response with the virtual meetings that you've been doing because of COVID? Because people might feel a little safer in their own homes, or feel like they could just disconnect if they felt a little uncomfortable, or if they were hesitant to meet in person, they might be more likely to do it from the comfort of their home.
Yeah, we had no choice with virtual. So
right.
People did, you know, they just signed on kind of, but now they really want to meet in person.
Yeah.
You know, they want that connection of people. You know, what COVID took away from, especially from people that were grieving, wakes and funerals that were so important rituals, and that touch, right? Like the hug, you know, sometimes a hug is all you need. There are no words when you lose someone. So it took away that, but at least we could give them something. Most people, though, now do or have met in person and really want to see that those people that they have connected with.
Yeah, I can see that for sure. We're almost out of time, Sheila, but I just want to quickly mention you have a big event coming up on Sunday, September 12th. Can you just explain the significance of a morning walk? It's in Long Branch. It's a really, really good way for people to remember and keep the memory alive of people they've lost.
Yes. Well, it came from the fact that on September 11th, the world remembers our loved ones. In the beginning, it felt like the Band-Aid was being ripped off. But we come to realize that it's a gift, that every year the world remembers our loved ones. And I wanted to provide a place where everyone could remember their loved ones, because our loss was no more profound than anyone else's loss. It's just the world kind of knew about it and remembered it. But we have a responsibility to remember everyone that passes, and we need a place for people to do that. And that became the morning walk. And it is on September 12th. It actually, registration is closed because it's gotten so big, and with COVID protocols, the city of Long Branch wants to make sure that we keep it at a certain minimum number of people. But it starts at 7 Presidents, and we walk down to the pier and back. And it's a wonderful, wonderful event. We do a butterfly release. Everyone gets to say their name of their loved one. And it's just a really nice place to remember those who lost, because we have a responsibility to do that, to remember those that we've lost. And we also have a responsibility to live a full life.
Sheila, thank you so much, and thank you for everything that you're doing. For people who want to learn more about Steffi's Place, maybe they have a friend who's mourning someone or they've lost someone themselves, what can they do?
We have a website, steffisplace.org. That is the easiest way to contact us. We can answer questions from people that have lost loved ones or friends or family of people that have lost loved ones, so that we can help them get the services that they need.
Sheila, thank you again for sharing your journey with us.
Oh, thank you.
You can hear Jersey Shore Matters with Diane D'Oliveira every Sunday morning on Press Communications LLC.